welcome to the very first episode of Ballad of the Windfish for 2010 or 2000XX, however you want to refer to it. I had some technical difficulties last year. The day after Christmas, actually, after I got some awesome gifts, I tripped over my headphone cord, knocking over my laptop, and crashing the hard drive. So I lost a lot of stuff there, written articles, a ton of music, and I've been slowly working to get all that back right now. I have a new computer. It's a desktop this time. Nothing fancy, but it gets the job done. Anyway, that's why I've been on my little hiatus lately, and this is the first show of the new year. Sadly, it's going to be a bit shorter since I started a bit late, but we'll have our first full super awesome show this Thursday, and for now, I'm just playing whatever because I don't have that much new music on my computer just yet. But the track you just heard was Little Scale with his song Wake Up Space Cadet from one of his new albums, which I'll be writing about hopefully today later on GameMusicForAll.com. And next up, we have a band that played at MAGFest. This is Armadillo Tank. This is from their We Are Not Men debut album, and this is TMNT4. everybody. Welcome back. That song you just heard there was Zelda Reorchestrated with Great Fairies Fountain, their rearrangement or remix of the music from, of course, Ocarina of Time. They just finished over the holidays a huge recreation of every single track from Ocarina of Time. So if you head over to Zrio.com, you can pick it up there, free of course, along with pretty much almost every other Zelda song ever made remixed. I think they just got some new Spirit tracks and Phantom Hourglass ones up, in fact. From there, we got some music from an upcoming compilation that will hopefully be out next month over on GM4A Records. This is Video Game Orchestra, and this is a preview of an upcoming track. This is called Feeling Good.
Limbs running high, you know how I feel. Wheels on the fly, you know how I feel. Them drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. When day is done, that's what I mean.
Welcome back. That song you just heard there was by Washu Doll, and that was from an arranged OC remix version of Street Fighter 2010, which, of course, was remixed for 2010. Anyway, that was the first track off the album. That was called A Little Background, and all of them were pretty awesome, even though that game wasn't my particular favorite. It did have great music, just like any Capcom game from that era. From there, we got some more Armadillo Tank. This is one of my favorite tracks off the album. Well, this might be one of my favorite video game music tracks in general, so it's hard to go wrong with it. This is Mega Man X Spark Mandrill.
With your pal, Atari 2600 from Power Royale. The one who runs so fast that it makes you weak. The one who takes a lady's breath away so they can't speak. Gonna own the geek scene with his new project and drop science even though I wasn't good at the subject. So many people are jealous of half-assed lyrics. I announce a new song, they all wanna hear it. They're like, Matty, Matt, how I love you so. Please make another song about your Nintendo. No, how many songs about Mario do we need? Let's write a song about Atari, yo. The girls tell me that my nerdiness is completely adorable. I like RPGs because the world is so explorable. Secret of Mana is my number one game, but I'm getting off track, so allow me to aim this back at the overall subject of the song. I really need to make a point, and I don't have very long. I suck at making beats, it's a well-known fact, and every time I rock a show, I watch the audience react. Doesn't look like they're having an enjoyable time, and nothing seems to help, no matter how good I rhyme. Man, seriously, dude, you're starting to bore us. Oh, my bad, y'all, here comes the chorus.
I can rap with the best of them, and I can write a song and a rap poem, but I can't program a beat worth a damn. No, I can't program a beat worth a damn. Hope you like what you're hearing, cause that's all you'll get. You might enjoy what I'm spitting, but don't forget that I can't program a beat worth a damn. No, I can't program a beat worth a damn. I got told long ago that I made a fail. There's no way that I'm ever going to prevail. So why bother trying to figure it out? Well, why bother trying to figure it out? I could probably sit and take the time to learn, but I know that the doubt will someday return. So why bother trying to figure it out? Why bother trying to figure it out?
I don't own a a Mac, yo, I got a PC. I know you wanna criticize, but please take it easy. There's no real music programs that I use. I'm well aware that there are several that I could choose, but I'll stick with this program that I bought at Best Buy. It was only $20 and hey, I think it's pretty fly. I just can't figure out how to use a damn thing. It seems so complicated, well at least I can sing. Besides, how many artists use their own music anyway? Crystal Castle stole some artist stuff and they're still getting paid. So if you don't like what I'm doing, well that's alright. Leave some nasty comments on my page, no need to be polite. Be as immature as all the douchebags on YouTube. Tell me that I should suffocate on a Rubik's Cube. I'm doing what I love, making nerdy hip-hop. No matter what you all tell me, there's no way I'll stop. Now wait a second, yo, what is this? Well, some guy in the audience is getting pissed, and he's looking at me like, oh my god, he doesn't have a laptop, he's using an iPod. So I guess I'm an insult to hip-hop culture. Time for me to die and go get eaten by a vulture. This song is kind of negative, I owe you an apology. Maybe we could cure my self-esteem with some psychology.
I can rap with the best of them, and I can write a song in a rap poem, but I can't program a beat worth a damn. No, I can't program a beat worth a damn. Hope you like what you're hearing, cause that's all you'll get. You might enjoy what I'm spitting, but don't forget that I can't program a beat worth a damn. No, I can't program a beat worth a damn. I got told long ago that I made a fail. There's no way that I'm ever going to prevail. So why bother trying to figure it out? Why bother trying to figure it out? I can probably sit and take the time to learn, but I know that the devil someday returns. So why bother trying to figure it out? Why bother trying to figure it out?
I can rap with the best of them, and I can write a song, interrupt poem, but I can't program a beat worth a damn. No, I can't program a beat worth a damn. Hope you like what you're hearing, it's all you'll get. You might enjoy what I'm spitting, but don't forget that I can't program a beat worth a damn. No, I can't program a beat worth a damn.
Oh, I made a fail, or so I've been told. Yeah, I made a fail, and that's about the end of that.
Welcome back. That track you just heard there was Mattari 2600 with his song Programming Failure, which is the first song I ever heard from him, probably about year and a half, 2 years ago, and it's finally out on an album called Who Gave This Nerd a Microphone, which you can get over at myspace.com/MattTari, or you can grab over at rhymetorrents.org if you just scroll down the front page a little. From there, we got Damon, and this is, I believe, the first track from his album, and you can grab that on ConcertNationRecords.com. This is the track They Came From Beneath.
Thank you. drum down and then they make a beep sound. Yes, hello, my name is Super Mario. I've been something boomer since 1984. Run across that bridge, grab the axe, kick the mushroom to the floor. Give me some more, give me some more. Push him up, bring it down, hear that little beep sound. Jump it up, bring it down, hear that little beep sound. Jumping up, bring it down, hear that little beep sound. Jumping up, bring it down, I hear that little beep sound. Advance now from the foot to the face. I push them into the ground. I keep running. I jump up and then I bring it down. Every Goomba gets knocked out. And then they make a beep. Stomp on their heads. Disappear. I advance now from my foot to the face. I squish them into the ground. I keep running. I jump up and then I bring them down. Every little Goomba gets knocked out. And then they make a beep sound.
Welcome back. That second track you heard was Neely and DJ Dig Dug, and that was their new song Goomba Stomp, which is on the Rhyme Torrents 9 compilation. I believe it's on the second or third disc. You could grab all three discs free from rhymetorrents.org. You could also get Neely and DJ Dig Dug's newest album, In Transylvania. That one's on gamemusicforall.com. And next we're going to get into some more upbeat stuff. This one is a classic by Anna Managuchi. This is Helix Nebula. track you just heard there was the Smash Brothers. That was their track On It from the game Earthbound, and that was from their awesomely titled Bacon EP, which they have released for free ever since MacFest. So you could head over to their site and download that right away, because it's, I think, 7 tracks of great, great music. Of course, I had to play the Earthbound one because I am a huge, huge fan of Earthbound. From there, we got another one from Damon. This is the final track from his album, which I mentioned earlier, over at Consignation Records. And this is As We Approach the Dawn. welcome back. That track you heard there was by Matthias Hagstrom Gert. I must have gotten at least half or more of the syllables in that name incorrect. Anyway, you probably know him better as Another Soundscape over from OC Remix. And that was his new original track called Souvenir T-Shirt from Space Travel from his T-Shirt album, which is some... Basically, every song is about T-shirts, and it's awesome. Anyway, from there, we got a block of the Plasmas with his new 2-disc video game metal rock tribute. This first one is from Mega Man X, I believe. This is called Magna Vulcan Hornet. Welcome back. That track there was another one by the Plasmas, and that was called Welcome to Booster's Tower, which is from my personal favorite video game ever, because it's basically the best game ever made, Super Mario RPG for SNES. As I have gone on record to say before, is that every song would sound better with double pedals, and if I was ever put on trial for those statements, I would have as Exhibit A any song by the Plasmas, because they're all awesome, and they're all metal. From there, we got some more music for Nario, who's in the chat right now. This is by Shale Riley. This one is called Arguing on the Internet from Shale Riley's debut original album, Toy Box.
Yeah. like a rhythm.
Video Game Orchestra from their upcoming release. That one is called No More Wires, Girl, and that is another awesome song. Their album should be out near the end of February. I'd say sometime after Valentine's Day. Someone's playing Earthbound in the background. Anyway, that next up is a block of West Coast chiptunes. This one is Evil Weasel. This is from his new album from the PosNet label, which you can grab for free at iimusic.net. This is called Sometimes Roll Hard.
Oh,
welcome back. You just heard another great West Coast, Los Angeles-based awesome chiptune artist who is very awesome. That was the song Game Boy Rock, which is by WizWars, and from the similarly titled EP he released a couple months ago over on Handheld Heroes. If you go over to givedaddytheknife.com/HHH, you can grab that and a couple other awesome albums. I played WizWars and Evil Weasel together because on February 18th over in Los Angeles, California, in Rosemead City to be more specific, we are having a chiptune show. I say we because it's GameMusicForAll.com is hosting it, and it will feature WizWars, Evil Weasel, Ill Gill, and Nameless, and it will be a free chiptune show at an awesome pizza place. So there's pizza, there's chiptunes, we will have some video games to play, we will even be raffling off some stuff. It will be an awesome time. So if anyone lives over near Los Angeles, you basically have to go. And now we're going to get into some of our final tracks. This one is by Zach, and this is Tecmo Bowl in the style of T-Rex off his VG Mitso album.
Well, I'm a Tecmo Bowl, baby, I love your color. Feeling with the football stars in the feline soul. Angels are throwing up the sun, the moon, and stars. Well, I'm a pigskin priest, baby, I love your name. Stitched on your golden back and your velvet beast. Aeroplane passing game. Girl, I'm a blitz attack and I'm strange. Baby, I got the sideburn rainbows. You got the same thing too. And why is it hard to kiss you under your face? God, you run me over with your car. You're off and I'm dancing up to the ghost. Electric guitars, they touch down upon Mars.
Welcome back, and that concludes our show. I'd like to thank everyone that was hanging out in the chat, which would be... Alright, I got the list here. We got JMR, who you can check out over at ocremix.org. Download his awesome songs. Hex from Nerdapalooza. I don't know if it's nerdapalooza.org or nerdapaloozafest.com anymore. I'm sure he'll correct me in the chat, though. Wizcom, who is very awesome and makes awesome stuff, music, you know. He is on the shiz. I don't know what his website is, if he has one, unfortunately. Moldylocks, and we also had D-Genocide in there. And they are both over from BeepCity.com. We have Nario, who released the album a while back. I can't remember the web address for that off the top of my head, but you can go to GameMusicForAll.com and search for Nario, and that should come up. We have Chibima and B-Type, both from Letters vs. Numbers, who, now that I have a microphone, we should be getting some new episodes up very soon. And Chibima, of course, is also from GameMusicForAll.com, and she should have some awesome reviews going up soon as well. I'd like to thank everyone who listened who wasn't in the chat. There's also a teabag in there now, but I can't see what people are actually saying in the chat, so I don't know who that is. Anyway, thanks for listening, and this final track is by Shiryu. This is from his 8-bit tribute to F-Zero. This is the winning track from F-Zero.